Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services with a variety of low-cost small business solution packages, business and training webinars, workshop seminars, and public speaking available. For a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, call 408-357-0951 or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. This is our Friday, and we'll do this every Friday, little promo pitch for my weekly show on AM 1220KDOW.biz. You can listen live every Friday night, prime time, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm just going to give you a little information on just a little taste of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And if you're not doing anything and you want to kind of tune in and have some interesting conversation, you can always call into the show at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. We would love to hear from you and tell us that you picked us up on Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, you know, we sent out this Constant Contact. The Constant Contact actually goes out right now, so if you're on our Constant Contact list, you will get a copy of our little, it's not a newsletter. I don't like newsletters because there's too much information, so they're just kind of blurbs, you know, a little blurb here, a little blurb there, a little blurb about the show, blurbs in terms of what you small businesses you can connect with, or if you want to connect with KDOW, you can do that as well. So we sent out this blurb today, and what we're talking about on the show tonight is a smorgasbord of business. A smorgasbord of business. I'm just going to give you a little bit of all the different things that you can, well, not all, but some of the different things that you can get on the show tonight. Like, we're hearing a lot about social media marketing. Who can do it? How much does it cost? And especially for the small guy, it's really difficult to come up with a large financial arsenal to do the things that you need to do. And so tonight on Business on the Edge, we're going to talk to you about what those price ranges are, what and what it means in terms of some of the packages that are being put together. And the truth of the matter is that some of this stuff, if you're willing to put a little work and a little energy into your social media marketing, you can probably get a lot done. You certainly could and save some dollars on the back end. And then when you really need to bring in someone, you can do that as well. So we're going to talk about that on the show tonight. And also, if you are, and you only have a couple of days for this, a couple of days, is how about being interviewed by Larry King? Larry King is like the king of interview people, interviewing anyone on the planet. He is like, he is a guy, him and Oprah. Oprah is the queen, and Larry King is the king, and his name is so perfect for that. So we're going to tell you how you can win an opportunity to be interviewed by Larry King. Now, what's cool about this, I think, is, you know, Larry's a great listener, and so why not talk to him about your business? You know, get that free pub, that interview time that you're going to get in a mass audience. And this is by Aura TV, so we're going to talk to you a little bit about that, timelines, getting your information in, getting your appeal in to be picked by Larry, so tune in for that. Interview by Larry King. I might throw my hat in the wind. You never know. It's all good. So we're going to talk about that. Also, what else do we have on our candy list, our smorgasbord? We also are going to give a book away. We did this last week. Great, great book. I call it a masterpiece. And it's certainly a masterpiece for women. Men should read it as well. It's a very, very good book. Women Lead: Career Perspectives from Workplace Leaders. And what I like about it is the numbers, the charts. There's charts all through this book in terms of what women are doing, what men are doing, how it relates to men in the workplace and in the younger generation. So we're going to give this away and we'll send it to you. This book, actually, Women Lead, Career Perspectives from Workplace Leaders, I know that it was sold out on Amazon.com. I'm also quoted in this book like four times, so it's really kind of cool. The other thing is that you can have a great read, and if you're a woman, you should be reading this. And guys, those men that are in any kind of business working with women, you should read this because we are formidable at what we do, and we certainly want to team up and move our businesses forward, move projects forward without the hassle of, you know, being a woman. And we're still seeing a lot of workplace discrimination with women. So we want to see that change as well. But women are turning the tides, turning the tables. They are definitely leading. So we're going to give this away. The hardback copy is like $140 or something like that. This is not the hardback copy. So, but this is a very cool, I don't know what kind of, you know, paper this is. It's just like a cloth kind of cool suede thing going on here with the book cover. But you can win this, and I think this is like a $45, $50 value. Call into the show. First person that calls when we tell them to call, 800-516-1220, will get this book, and we will get it sent out to you with some other goodies on that as well. What else do we have on our smorgasbord tonight? I know, let me just mention this. If you guys listen to the Wednesday lunch special on Blog Talk Radio, I know I was a little off the charts in terms of picking on Texas and the Texas governor and kind of rambling on. But, you know, sometimes we get like a burr in our saddle and we just need to put our foot down and talk about, you know, stand up for what we believe in and all of that good stuff. So if you tuned into that show or if you listen to the archive show, I was kind of grilling some things up and, you know, with regards to Governor Rick Perry and coming to the good old state of California. I am in the Bay Area and love it here, building business, helping other businesses build, and I think this is a great place to be. I think there's great places to be all over the country, but I think, you know, we can be nice about some things. And, you know, business, you know, not everyone wants to swim with the sharks. So let's just get this straight. For those of you that are sharks out there, I am a shark. But being a shark and being able to get things done with integrity and decency and making a profit, that's real building. And so that's what we do for our customers and Business on the Edge. That's what we do for our listeners. We want to do it right. But we are no joke, and we enjoy doing what we do. We enjoy building business. We enjoy being creative. We enjoy the workshops, the seminars. We like it all. And we don't have to be shysty about what we do. We don't have to beat people up, and we don't have to. And I'm not saying all men do this. Women do it too. But and that's not what Governor Rick Perry was doing, actually. But I didn't like his words, that his terminology that he chose about being next to impossible to build business in California. The truth of the matter, every place that he passed was a business of some sort. You know, so somebody's building business in California, right? And we love the business. I go to Texas. I like going to Dallas. I haven't been to Austin, San Antonio, places like that. In fact, I'm looking to come to Dallas, actually, to do a live show from AM 1220 KDOW. So all you Dallas people, Texans, I'll come out there and do a show. So we're working on that with someone out there in Texas, a business out there. So we'll see. I can't say who. We have to wait and see if that's going to happen. What else is on the smorgasbord? Oh, here, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not going to do this. Well, I might do it on the show tonight, but I'm going to do it. I like doing this. I do this every year on the show. I like knowing the top 100 companies to work for. And how many of you can guess the top two? They've been the top two like forever, really. Really, really, really. These are great companies to work for. They really have a reputation of taking care of their people. I like that. Very, very nice. Google and SAS. Can you believe it? Google and SaaS, Google's number one, SaaS is number two. And you're probably wondering who's 100. Well, you can look that up on the internet or you can tune in tonight. I might talk about it on the radio tonight. But who's like, let's pick an arbitrary number like, who's like 33, you know, the 33rd company to work for in the world? Who's 33? Let me see. Perkins Coie. They're in Seattle. Way to go for making the 100 list. Perkins Coie. What the heck do they do? I'll have to read that. That's hilarious. But, you know, you can get the Fortune magazine. I love getting them. I get them all the time, every month. And this is the February issue, so you can check that out. But you need to know who you're working for. For those of you that are employees, and you need to know who you're working for, whether or not it's a fit. And if it's a fit, work hard, work well, and make a difference in what you're doing. And I know I like pulling open the gashes and wounds and all of that stuff in business, things that are going on, because I think we don't talk about those things enough. And so we can always celebrate and we can high-five our successes and those sorts of things. But we need to talk about the bullying in the workplace. We need to talk about the imbalance that we see in the workplace. And we need to talk about wages being fair and equitable between employees and having the skills that allows them to command that type of pay grade, whether it's men and women, men being paid more still, more than women who are working the same jobs. We need to look at those things. And so I talk about them because someone needs to pull the scab off of some of these things that are going on, because I think we are missing opportunities to be exceptionally great. Here's a thought. I only have like 2.5 minutes left in this promo. But what if just everyone in your region, wherever you're at on the planet, if everyone maximized their fullest potential without hindrances from anyone else, how excellent would your city be and your neighborhoods be and your world be, for that matter? How amazing would that be? And so we have all of this great technology, and we've done a lot of great things. We sent men to the moon, and we're sending men and women out in outer space. You get the gist. Learn your history. And yes, we know. I know who went to the moon. Anyway, here's my point. Neil Armstrong, just so you know. I know. Anyway, so, but how excellent, you know, how excellent would it be, your children maximizing their full potential 100% without the hindrances of, you know, and I said that's a utopian world, right? Well, my point is that we would be so much further. Maybe we would have cures for AIDS. Maybe we would have solutions for the ozone layer. Maybe we would have solutions for so many things that we're still fighting. You know, maybe we would have solutions for cancer. Maybe we have solutions for these things, some of these things, and it's a money game. So that's going to be tonight on Business on the Edge. If you want to tune in, you can listen live on AM 1220 KDOW if you are local on your local radio, or you can listen live at www.kdow.biz. And tune in. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to give away some stuff. We're going to have a guest on the show tonight. If you want to get your credit and qualify, get your credit restored and qualify for that house, for that car, we're going to bring on a credit restoration expert. Fantastic. Can work with anyone in the nation. So tune in for that. And again, thank you for tuning into Business on the Edge. Friday promo for the Business on the Edge, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show on AM 1220 KDOW. You can tune in again at www.kdow.biz if you're tuning in online, or if you're local Bay Area, nine Bay Area counties, you can turn your radio on and catch us on AM 1220. Again, tune in. Win a book, if nothing else. Get something free. We got goodies. Tune in. We'll see you tonight, and let us know if you call in that you heard it on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll give you something special if you do that.